Perhaps the most depressing statement that we could possibly make over the next several days is the phrase, Ki lo yisku be'enecha badin. We come to the realization that even the Malachi Ashores, the angels on high, cannot possibly be meritorious in a time of din. And as such, Kavachoymer, one of the Midrash Hatan addressed from Kavachoymer of the Malachi Ashores can't be successful. How could we as Bas Badav even dream of being successful at this most ominous time? Kila Yisku Benecha Badin. If we took this statement to the logical conclusion, we would close up shop. We wouldn't bother being up at 12:30 at night Matzah Shabbos. We wouldn't bother coming to Shul Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because there's no hope. Ki lo yizku be'enecha badin. That's the bad news. The good news is that this is not the first time in the history of the world where such a realization was made. Ki lo yizku be'enecha badin. It was actually made at the very creation of the world itself. Rashi quotes from Chazal, beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Bereishis bo lekim. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, or at least the original plan of creation of the world, was Midas Adin, the strict attribute of justice. And Rosh Ein Olam Miskayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom saw that it is impossible for a world to survive with pure Din. And the Pasuk tells us, in the retelling over of my Sebrachus, B'yayim Aseis Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim, Hashem is Midas Arachimim, the attribute, the trait of mercy. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shitef Midas Arachimim, Midas Adin, and then and only then can the world survive. So we shouldn't feel so bad. Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Ayin Hey is not the first time that realization was made. Ki lo yizku be'enecha badin. It is the 5,775th time that statement was made. It was made at the very first pre-Rosh Hashanah, so to speak. And it's been made in every single Rosh Hashanah since then. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows full well ki lo yizku be'enecha badin, that Midas Adin cannot prevail in the Bria that we have. So we're pinning our entire hopes on Shitef Midas Rachamim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, and looks at the entire world, through a different lens, Kaviyachol. Through a different set of eyes, Kaviyachol. Not through the peering eyes of justice, but through the eyes of mercy and compassion. And is that transformation from Din to Rachamim, that is repeated time and time again throughout the course of the next just about short of 2 weeks. It begins with tonight. We spoke a little bit last night in the world of halacha. Why Slichas are specifically said at this time? Beshmeras Aboker, because the Sefer Kabbalah tell us that it's that moment in time in Shemayim, and again way beyond our human comprehension, but at this time in Shemayim, where the Midas Adin comes to an end, Midas Rachamim prevails, and that's exactly when the appropriate time to say Slichas is. Midas Adin, it's the wrong time to say Rachamim, but Midas Rachamim, that's the time to speak. And at that moment, as the clock strikes figuratively 12, not quite 12, but halachically 12, so it's that moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beis Din Shomala, everything becomes changed. And we recreate that original moment of pre-Maase Bereishis, transformation from a Bereishis Bara Elokim to be a Masas Hashem Elokim, Midas Adin to Midas Rachamim. And that theme is repeated time and time again throughout the Aseres Mitzvah. The Sfarim HaKadoshim speak about the moment of Tkiyah Shofar, how Tkiyah Shofar also somehow Kadosh Baruch Hu switches. When we start at the beginning of davening, on Rosh Hashanah in the morning, we speak about HaMelech. When we call out HaMelech, the beginning, the introduction to Yishtabach, so it's a hamelech, with a shaking, with a tittering. Because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on the melech, on the kiseh shel mishpat. And when it comes the time of the Tkiyah Shofar, there's once again a transformation. All of a sudden, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu hearing at Tkiyah, so then the Baruch Hu culminates with Shemin Esrei, Shemea Kol Truas Am Yisrael Barachamim. We don't speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore as the Shemea Kol Truas Am Bedin. Beginning of the davening, we speak about Melech HaKol HaOres, we speak about Malchus, about Din, about Mishpat. And then it quickly changes the theme to Rachamim. So this notion of going from Mishpat and Din to Rachamim is something that happens time and time again during the course of these days of the year. And of course, the ultimate transformation is the day of Yom Kippurim, which is a complete turnaround, the total upheaval of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the emphasis is on Yom HaDin, and Yom Kippurim is, in a certain sense, the antithesis of Rosh Hashanah. It's the Yom HaRachamim par excellence. So we're hinging our bets, we're hanging on for dear life, that transformation should take place. The question that we have to ask ourselves is not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns that change, but how does this notion speak to us? What can we possibly do in Olam Hazeh? What can we do down on this earth that can somehow make an impression in the Beis Shemala to Kaviyochol assist HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Little way that we can even say that. What could we possibly do to ensure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in fact not look at us through the prism of Din, but will in fact be Mishtatef, Midas HaRachamim, the only thing that will ultimately give us Kiyum? What could we possibly do? So let's think for a moment, what is the difference between Din and Rachamim? If we understand and analyze what exactly the difference is, Klape Shemaya, maybe we can understand Klape Ara, Klape Os as well, what exactly is expected of us at this time. If we had to define Din in contrast to Rachamim, it's fairly straightforward. Din is exactly what should be. There are rules and regulations, and there are laws in the books, and there are causes and effects. Their actions, their consequences. It's exactly like it's written up. There's nothing to discuss. There's no above and beyond. That's the way it is. Literally, we call an aloshon the letter of the law. That's what Midas HaDin is. Rachamim is lamala min HaDin. Rachamim means that, yes, the din is such and such. That's true. There are mitigating factors, extenuating circumstances, there are other things to take into consideration. Even in the lowest form of the Beis Shamata, we know, you get that parking ticket. So you plead guilty, or you plead not guilty, guilty with an excuse, guilty with an honesty. Yeah, I did it, but let me explain to you why I did what I did. Whether you'll be matzliach in traffic court, I can't tell you. But there's such a notion. We understand that idea. Yes, I did. I'm not denying that I did it. But let me explain to you why I was doing what I was doing. There's certain extenuating circumstances maybe that were present. That notion of trying to explain away, trying to add a little kunst, a little knetch to what I did, that maybe it wasn't as bad. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu look at some other factors involved. That already stems from Midas HaRachamim. The word of din, meaningless. The word of din. You didn't do it. It's luch partly. I don't care. You're telling me a kunz. I didn't know. I should have known. Should have known. Would have known. Could have known. Onus rachmanav. Forget. You did it. That's it. Finish. It's over. Done. That's Midas HaDin. Midas HaRachamim opens up a whole new page. Midas HaRachamim means that we don't stick to the exact details, but we're willing to go the extra mile. And the real question we have to ask ourselves in this world, not about is HaKadosh Baruch Hu ready to go that extra mile, so to speak, are we ready to go that extra mile? In what shape or form are we supposed to go that extra mile? What am I talking about? How are we supposed to indicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does that even reflect itself? I'm going to go the extra mile. So I think there are two important areas where this becomes relevant for us. And perhaps, if we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu our ability to go past the literal letter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act accordingly. One is, in our relationship, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How often do we ask ourselves, whether consciously or subconsciously, well, sometimes we'll ask the rabbi, consciously, sometimes subconsciously, Rabbi, just tell me, answer one question. Is it usur or not? Stop the answer that question. Is it aser or not? And sometimes the answer to the question is, it's not aser. So the question is, what kind of world do you live in? If you live in a world of din, I said it's not aser. So the din says it's not aser. If it's not the opposite of aser, means mutter. If it's not aser, then it's mutter. That's in the world of midas hadin. Midas harachamim, the world of midas harachamim means that I go above and beyond what the din is, and I want to go that extra mile for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So yes, it's true. The answer is the lulav of kosher? Yeah, it's kosher. It's kosher. But that's zekeli v'anveyu. That's how you present a Kaddish Baruch Hu with your dal minim. But it's kosher. You're right, it's kosher. In the world of din, it's kosher. But in the world of lefnim yishur sadin, in the world of hiddur mitzvah, that's not how you serve a Kaddish Baruch. And the Rambam v'Surim, the same is true. Rabbi, is it aser? It's aser. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? It's not technically a malach on Shabbos. It's not technically aser on Shabbos. But it's not that magic word that grew up with kids, and we always thought that meant the rabbi said it's mutter. It's not Shabbos dik. You know what not Shabbos dik means? Not Shabbos dik means that above and beyond the call of duty, if your Shabbos isn't Shabbos dik, that means you didn't go the extra mile. You didn't go the extra mile for Kaddish Baruch Hu Shabbos Kodesh. If the activity that you're involved in, I can't say it's awesome. How many times people ask me the Shabbos? I can't say it's awesome. So then the next question is it mutter? Well, you're putting me in a tough predicament. For me to say it's not also, it's not mutter, you just made me into a tata de sasere. I'm contradicting myself. So I'll usually try to funk a little bit, and I may even say, it's not also, but perhaps Kedoshim Tiyu dictates not to do this. Perhaps extra halakha considerations dictate This is not what your Eshemayim does. This is not Avodas Hashem. This is just not it. This is not the mitzvah. This is not Avodas Hashem. This is just not the extra mile. Is it also? It's not also. Are you yaitzeh the mitzvah? Yaitzeh the mitzvah. It's an important question to ask ourselves in many, many aspects of Avodas Hashem. Are we going the extra mile for Kaddish Baruch Hu v'Torah Asai? And another critical question we have to ask ourselves, are we going that extra mile in Abinorim L'Chaveru as well? The Gemara tells us in Neil Metzias, very famous Maimon Chazal, "B'pnei ma charbu Yerushalayim." Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? A lot of reasons are given, and one of them is "B'pnei she'amidu dineyam." Catch the word "al din Torah," because everybody stuck to Chayshim Mishpat. That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed, because everybody observed Chayshim Mishpat. Not so bad. How if I everyone should observe Chayshim Mishpat? What are Chazal telling us? You know what it meant? I had any disagreement with anybody, I ran through Din Torah right away. Why? To get that last pruta that's magili, I'll take the guy to a Din Torah. Did I do anything wrong? Am I a Goslin? No, I'm not a Goslin. The Dayan, Kapaskin, that magili, the mamon. I'm entitled to the money. I'm not a Goslin. It says in the Shachin Choshev Mishpat, I won the case. You can't call me a Goslin. You can't call me a Goslin, but I could be directly responsible for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Person insists on everything that's magia to him, not just in Mamanis, but in Ben Amlechaveros. Everything's magiali in the covenant, magiali. And you know, sometimes it is magialacha, sometimes. And sometimes the other person may have slighted you, and it's taka magialacha, and you have a time, you have a taina. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, you have a taina against the enemy, against somebody else. There's Baruch has plenty of tainas also. Come to Rebbeinu Shalom, the night of Selichas. Rebbeinu Shalom, please sit on the Kisei Sherachim, and don't sit on the Kisei Sheldin. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns around and says, I'm asking, I agree. And Pliny Amoini, stop sitting on the Kisei Shel Mishpat also, and move over to the Kisei Sherachim. A little bit of Mechila, a little bit of Mevater, on Mominis, on Kavod, on Beron Lechaveros, on insults, on Bushala, a little bit of Mevater. But I'm not mechuyev to. Technically, I'm not mechuyev to be moichel. We even say it in Tzilas Zaka. We say, "Eini moichel mishani yochel itvo bedin." That's right. But you know what? Shh. Be moichel anyway. Go above and beyond the call of duty. That's what it really means. That's what rachamim is. Rachamim is going the extra mile above and beyond the call of din. Where does midas rachamim stem from? Where does this whole notion of rachamim emanate from? I think the word is very simple, self-explanatory. Comes from the word rechem, from a mother's womb. Why does a mother love her baby? What does a mother love her baby for? Why? The baby's part of her. It started in her. It lived in her. It's part of her. Uber Yerachimo, whether literally or figuratively, halachically, and as such, the same is true for a father, Karachim Avabonim also. It's part of him, it's part of himself, such as Ava. The Ava of a parent for a child, Karachim Avabonim, and the Rechem Imoy. The word Rachemim emanates from that term. Rachemim emanates from love. If you really love something, you won't suffice yourself by getting the job half done. You won't call it a day and say, good, Chmin Yaitzeh. If you don't love Avodas Hashem, so then the best you can strive for is, I was Yaitzeh, I didn't know anything Averas, I was Yaitzeh by Mitzvahs and Shoin. If it's not an Avodas Shel Ahava, so then you'll get the Bekoshi, the din. If you're lucky, you get the din right. Your willingness to go the extra mile in Avodas Hashem is indicative of what your Ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And the same is true B'Ram L'Chaveray. For the person who really loves, the person who's really the Haftarach HaKamoch, really truly, will look the other way. Haraya, we do look the other way at the faults and the flaws of people who we really love. People who we really, really love. So they do things that hurt us, and we look the other way. Look at our own kirachem avabon, our own kids. I don't think there's anybody here who has children who can say their children never hurt them, never, ever, ever caused them aggravation. Impossible. Myself included as a child and as a parent. It's impossible. And yet, kirachem avabon, and we look the other way. Well, Michael, why? We love our children, that's why. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you love my children, also you love Klal Yisrael, you'll also be rachamanim, b'nei rachamanim to one another. So we come to Kadosh Baruch Hu with a very, very serious request. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to start off the season not midas hadin, we want to start off midas rachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I agree. It's a deal. You exhibit your Ava to me, you exhibit your Ava to others, I will return in kind. About to begin the Slichas, beginning the introduction to Yom Noroim of Tavshin Ayin Hei, Abolin Latoiva. It should be a time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks with Rachamim, and we know how much Rachamim, I'm not sure we know how much Rachamim we really truly need from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm willing to provide, to grant that rachamim. But please, please, look to others and look to me. If you express that Avas Hashem and Avas Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu will respond in kind.